Blog Talk Radio.
I got out of my bed this morning, and I looked up towards heaven, and I found myself saying these words. You know what I said? I said, Jesus,
you've been good to me.
Oh, you've been good to me.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've been good.
You've been good to me.
You woke me up early this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And clothed me in my right mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's how good you've been to me. And you made me whole.
Yeah.
Made my life brand new. And right now I'm a witness to all.
Lord, you just come to me. On the market for a play. Then you changed it all.
Or rock you
stand.
Day, because truly Jesus has been and is good to us every day of our lives. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, and to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. To each and every one here, name by name, I'm indeed glad to be here, thanking and praising God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God for blessing me to see another day, day that was not promised, but because of His grace and His mercy, I just thank Him. Thank God for waking me up this morning. Woke up and find my family all doing fine. Truly, I thank and I praise God for grace and mercy. Because truly, without God, where would we be? And when you think about it, and I thank God for it, where would we be if Jesus didn't love us? Glory be to God. I just thank God for that. And I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. Glory be to God. Father God, right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, once again, Lord, we thank you for this day. We continue to thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we ask you to bless this program on today, Father God. Bless the listeners, Father God. Bless the ones that hear the word and receive. Receive it and take it in and live it day by day. Father, we know you're able. Bless the one that's not able to come on today, Father God. Father God, and we continue to ask you to bless Brother Dahl because he put aside a lot of things just to get these programs on. And that's a blessing, God. And I thank God for the love that he has for you, for the love that we have for you, God. And, Father God, we just want to thank you for all things, Father God. Father God, this prayer and all prayers I bring to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank you. Glory be to God. We're going to talk today on unity. Unity. loving one another, having the same mind, to get along with one another, togetherness. Now, Psalms 133 and 1 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And you look at the world today, right now, you know, we do not know what unity is because we don't have it. But the psalmist says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Glory be to God. We live next door to each other and don't like each other. We have people that we've known all our lives and don't like. It's a blessing if we could live together in peace and in harmony. Because if we could dwell together in unity, all the things that we hear that is going on today on this earth would not be happening, because we would all have a mind of peace, of love, of happiness. But we don't have that. Now, unity is living in harmony with your brethren, being about to get along with one another, being able to get along with one another, not letting anything come between you, being able to work your differences out without a big blow-up. Praises be to God. Praises be to God. Debo, you and Bishop Thompson, hit the one button, please. Hit the one button. Thank you. So we got to learn to get along and love one another like God loves us. When you think about that, Jesus walked in unity with his disciples. He did not love his disciples and didn't love the sinners. He loves us all. And he was able to walk together and keep the peace even with the ones that called themselves not, didn't love him or didn't believe in him.
Amen.
So we today got to learn how to walk together in unity, loving one another, keeping the peace with one another.
Amen.
We would rather fight it out, Bishop. We would rather fight it out than to talk it out and find common ground. Because
Amen.
In everything, there is a common ground if we are willing, there is a common ground.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. You know, God gave me this by Monday. I think it was Monday or Sunday evening. He gave me this. And I only wrote two or three things. But you know what? That is something. Unity is something that we need today so desperately. Now, John 17:21 says that they all might be as thou, Father. This is Jesus praying to his Father. He said that they all might be one as thou, Father, art one in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
Amen.
Now we have got to have that mind of that oneness to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus did come to this world so that we may live. You still got people that want to cause controversy about Jesus Christ. How in the world can we not touch and agree in Jesus' name? For Jesus himself knew no sin. Jesus loved us all, even though, look at us today, we don't even love ourselves. We don't love one another, for if we loved one another, we would learn how to live in peace with one another. Glory be to God. So God, Jesus letting us know that him and his Father is one, and that we also can be one with them.
Amen.
If we would just believe. Glory be to God. The song said, all things are possible if you only believe. We got to first believe that there is nothing Jesus can't do. We got
Amen.
To believe that Jesus is Lord. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. Because he came to redeem us, look, we was in sin. Even the ones that walk around and say, well, I don't sin, I don't do this. Yes, you do, because you was born in sin. That's what our Bible tell us. After the fall of Adam and Eve, we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But God sent his only begotten Son. Glory be to God. So that we could live. Because at that point, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. When you have tasted of the Holy Ghost, glory be to God, and you fall back into that world, you are dead spiritually until God reclaim you. And he reclaim you only if you want him to. Even today, he save us if we want to be saved, brothers and sisters. We got to want to be saved. And we say we are children of God, and we can't live in unity. We can't live among each other without fussing and fighting and shooting and killing. But yet we say, I'm saved. That's the thing that gets me the most. You do everything under the sun. Don't walk upright in any shape, form, or fashion, but you will stand up and say, I'm saved. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen.
Romans 12:18 say, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. This is what Paul is telling us. He said, if it be possible, we can let it be possible on our end, but if the other person don't want to live peacefully, you don't have no fight or out with them, just turn and leave them alone.
That's right. Amen. Come on now.
But Paul said, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peacefully with all men. And everybody don't want to live peacefully. Because some people just want to be noticed as a bad person. As the song say, bad to the bone. Glory be to God. Where you going to be when Jesus come back? Glory be to God. So we have got to learn to live in unity. We have got to learn to live in love. We got to love one another. Glory be to God. So the greatest gift of all is to love. To love one another as God has loved us. If we love, we would be able to get along with one another. But if we can't love one another, then there will be no peace among us and our brethren. We got to show love. Now, I know we say that we want to see Jesus one day. How you going to see Jesus if you can't live in unity with your brethren right here on this earth? You got to love your brother. The thing with living in unity is finding a way to keep the peace when it seems as if there is no peace. Glory be to God. You hear that, Brother D? And I notice he often, especially on this phone, he's trying to keep peace with everybody. It's not easy all the time. But if you love God, yes, your feeling will get hurt, Bishop. People going to walk on you. But you still got to show love for that person. And if there's any way whatsoever that you can find that common ground, find it.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. It won't hurt you to find it. Some people feel like, well, they can apologize first. They started it. It doesn't matter who started it. It doesn't matter who started it. You think about it. Adam and Eve sinned. But what did Jesus do? He didn't say, I'm not going to die because they sinned. They shouldn't have sinned. No, he said, I'm going to redeem man back to you, Father. I will die for them.
Amen.
So
yes,
why
he did.
Is it so hard for us to love our fellow man? Why is it so hard? Some people got so much hatred in them. And said they would rather die than to get along with somebody. And that is not the love of God. Jesus loved us all. And it's his will that we love just like he loved us. Now, we're talking about falling in peace with all men. That's what our Bible says, fall at peace with all men and holiness without, no man shall see God. So we don't want to have so much hatred in us that we can't find peace in people. We can't even find peace in ourselves. We can't get along with that brother because he's not like me. That is not the will of God, brothers and sisters. Glory be to God. We need to find that peace in our heart. And you know how to go back and find that peace? Talk to the Father and tell him, Lord, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I got this hatred in me. I don't love my brother, my fellow man. But, Father, I know you can change my heart. You can take this stony heart in me and make it a fleshly heart and teach me how to love. Some of us don't even know how to love. But if we love God, We got to love our fellow man. How can we say that we love Jesus Christ? We love God, whom we have never seen, and hate our brethren, who we see every day. And some of us are like that if we don't ever miss. Some of us are like that. We can't say that when God can't even receive your so-called love if you can't love your brother. We got to love one another. Now, Genesis 12 and 7, we're talking about unity. And we're going to talk on about Abraham and his nephew Lot. Now, this is when God told Abraham to go to a different place, separate himself. Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3 says, "Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of the country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." Glory be to God. How many of us of God tell us to get away from our family, get your wife or your husband, and go. Just get up and go, and I'll let you know where you're going when you get there. We wouldn't
Amen.
Want to go.
Come on now.
We would tell God and the Lord, if I'm going to go somewhere, you're going to have to tell me where I'm going. But see, Abraham didn't ask no questions. Glory be to God. I'm talking about unity now. Abraham did not ask no questions. Abraham loved God, and he knew God. He had so much faith, he believed God. He had so much faith that he did not ask no questions when God told him to get away from his kinfolk. You know, sometimes you have to get away from your people, your kin people, your cousins, your aunties, your nephews, and all them people. You have to get away from them people so that you can hear God. So God told him to get away from your kindred, your father. He said, unto a land that I will show thee. He did not tell him what land it was. And I will make thee, look how God, how much God loved Abraham. And don't you know he can love us just as much if we would just be a little bit more obedient. Glory be to God. Abraham was so obedient to God and love God so much, he said, when God said to sacrifice your son to me, he didn't change the word. He trusted God would give him a ram in the bush. He believed God, but he went to the extent of drawing a knife back. Look at the faith that man had in God. And God knew it. And our Bible said that it was imputed to him as righteousness, his faith. Glory be to God. But see, we don't have that kind of faith. We need some faith. We need that, as James would say, that unwavering faith, that solid faith. That when things come upon us and we get fearful, we won't turn on God, but we'll trust God. If God say keep walking, we will keep walking. And because of Abraham's faith, God said to him in verse 2, said, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing." Glory be to God. How many of us can God say that to today? We can't be a blessing because we're so high-hearted. We can't be a blessing because we're greedy. We can't be a blessing because we don't love one another as we should. We can't be a blessing because we choose to talk about our brother and sister rather than pray for them. God never said don't recognize when somebody mistreats you, but don't take on that old spirit they got. Pray for them. Trust God. Then he said, and I will bless them that bless thee. And you know I love this. This is for God's people as well. He said to Father Abraham, he said, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Glory be. Why would God bless the ones that bless you, brothers and sisters? Curse the one that curse you, brothers and sisters. Because you have given your life to God. You have chosen to walk upright before him. You have chosen, glory be to God, to love him and your brothers and your sisters. Love the one that hate you. Love the one that despitefully use you. Glory be to God. When we get that type of love in us, we're going to do right by man. We're going to do right by God. Glory be to God. That's why God tells Abraham didn't have to do nothing because his faith had already spoken for him. He didn't go back the other way. He did not turn. He didn't go back the other way. At no time did Abraham turn his back on God like we do. And because of that faith, glory be to God, that faith that Abraham had, that, you know, he kind of remind you of Job with that faith. I don't care what came up against them, he held on to the faith and the love that he had for God. And because of that unwavering faith, that steadfast, unmovable faith, he said, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. That's the God that you serve. And we don't even seem to recognize what God will do for you. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. When you do the will of God, when you do your best, glory be to God, whatsoever you ask him, brothers and sisters, he'll do it for you. Let me tell you something. I told God when I moved, I said, Lord, I don't have no purse and have no money and have nothing but a bedroom suit. I said, Lord, I know you can give me money, but I'm not asking for money. I'm asking for furniture that I don't have to pay for. And let me tell you something, what God did for me. It wasn't but a day or so that a daughter comes through the house with a coffee table and an end table. Glory be to God. My other daughter gave me a couch in the living room. The one that gave me the coffee table gave me a chair to go in there. Then the one that gave me a coffee table knocked on the door yesterday, smiled, and I didn't even know what she was doing. Came and brought me a dining room set. Brothers and sisters, I have not paid $1. I told her other daughter, I said, I want me a brand new Keurig. You know how I like my Keurig and mine messed up on me, and I need a brand new silverware set. Mama, what kind do you want? few days later, $300 worth of stuff was sent to my door. Glory be to God. I got piece by piece for 4 or 5 days. You see what God will do for you when you do what is right by him. When you treat your brothers and your sisters right. When you give your life to God. We say we love God and we say we're living for God, but then we turn around and do what we want to do. We get out of God and get into self. But all you got to do is live for God and then tell him what you want to watch God give it to you. Glory be to God. I'm not saying it's easy to get along with everybody. But you're a child of God. No matter what they do, get along with them anyhow. Glory be to God. And that's why God gave so much to Abraham, because he trusted him. Now, Lot was his brother's son. But he loved Lot. And where he went, Lot went. When God told Abraham to go to another land, Lot went right along with him. Glory be to God. See, that shows you when you're doing the will of God, when you're walking upright, when you're living the way that you should live in Christ Jesus. That let you know not only will God bless you, but he'll bless the ones that you love. Glory be to God. He'll give you what you least expected. That's why you know when you ask God something, you got to ask in faith and you got to believe it and look for it. Glory be to God. But I asked and I just went on. Glory be to God. And God starts sending stuff to me. Praise God. And I have not paid not one dime. Glory be to God. That is the God that we serve. Glory be to God. We have got to believe God, brother and sister. We say we believe him, but if we believe God, I'm going to ask this question. What we knowingly seen if we believe God? If you believe that God will bless you because you're walking upright in faith before him, you would not sin. You would not knowingly sin. All you got to do is trust God and believe everything, not something. Believe everything that God say, because if you think about it, brothers and sisters, God cannot lie. You know why he can't lie? Because he's God. And whatever he says is going to come to pass. Glory be to God. You think about it. When he made this earth, there was nothing out there but a big bowl of darkness. Glory be to God. God had so much faith in himself, he spoke to that darkness and said, let there be light. And there was light. So how can we remotely let Satan sneak anything in our mind that question God? He is God Almighty. And let me tell you another thing. The last word is going to be his. The last one standing is going to be him. So let us get up out of ourselves and walk up right before him so that we can be with him. Glory be to God. Now, Genesis 13 and 5. Let's start at 5 and I'm going to go down. I don't know how far. But let me start at 5. Now, Abraham and Lot had left together. He took Lot with him. Look how God blessed Abraham and blessed Lot because of Abraham. It says here, well, let me back up to 5. And Lot also, which went with Abraham's flock and herd and tent. Now, mind you, don't you forget that there was nothing. Abraham was rich in everything. In cattle, in sheep, oxen, camels, in everything. Mules, and he even had silver and gold. He was rich. There was nothing that Abraham did not have. But everywhere Abraham went, he remembered God, and he would build an altar and pray to the Lord. So, and Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able, listen at this, to bear them that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. God had blessed Abraham and Lot so much that the land could not hold the substance that God gave them. So they had to separate. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abraham. You know how we do. Of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwell then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife. Now see, this is coming to the unity. See, that it's got to be somebody that got enough God to try to hold things together. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. You see that love that Abraham has for Lot? Say, is not the whole land before thee? See, God say, the one that bless you, I'm going to bless them. Glory be to God. And look how he blessed Lot. And Abraham asked Lot the question, is not the whole land before thee? He said, separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. So one thing God told Abraham to get away from his kinsmen. So at some point, him and Lot had to separate. So now if thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. And look at this humbleness in Abram. He said, or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Glory be to God. That's what you call keeping the peace, living in unity. Abraham had nothing to be envious of. Because everything is his. Everything was his. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and behold all the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Now see, Lot looked up and he saw the beauty of this land. But see, God gonna keep Abraham anyway because Abram was one of his men, his chosen servant. And he was going to keep Lot because Lot was the nephew of Abraham. But at this point, Sodom and Gomorrah, this was before God rained down fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, said Lot chose all the plains of Jordan. And Lot's journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Glory be to God. Abram at that point was in the land of Canaan. But verse 13 said, Lot on his way going to Sodom. He lived in Sodom. But he said he was in the plains at this point. But then it says here, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And you know what? That's great sin. All they knew was sin. They did not try to live for God. They worshiped idols. They did everything that was against the will of God. They did nothing. They didn't know nothing about God because they would not accept anything. They didn't want to hear it. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. Mind you, there was no land that God was holding back from Abram because of his faith, because of the peace that he always tried to keep, because he lived for God. He did what God said, and he believed God. He said, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Now look what he said. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if any man can count the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. But you could not number the seed of Abraham, because his seed was like the dust of the earth. You get some dirt and put it in your hand, you can't even count that. And it can be just a little bit. This is what living righteous bring you. God said to Abraham, he said, arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Glory be to God. Do you see the blessing that God has for his people? Don't you know that same God that served, that Abraham served, is the same God that we serve? For he said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. He said, I change not. That same powerful God that walked and talked with Father Abraham, that same powerful God will walk and talk with us if we would just acknowledge him, allow him, and show faith in him. But we're so picky about who we will go and acknowledge God in front of. Glory. Some people, we don't want them to know that we're saved. If you have to hide, then you're not a child of God. When you turn your back on God, you're turning your back on eternal life. Once again, I say to you, brothers and sisters, how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Pray my strength in the Lord. At this time, I'm going to open the floor for anyone who have a testimony, who wants to say something, have a question, or what have you. I just want to open your mouth and say thank you, Jesus. The floor is open. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. The floor is open.
We ain't got no hands up right now, Sister Mary, but the bishop is on here with you. The bishop is with you.
Glory be to God. Bishop, is there anything that you want to say?
Well, I tell you, I love that message. That is a beautiful teaching message. You know, we ought to be able to get along, be able to agree to disagree.
Come on, man.
You know, I was thinking,
right.
I was reading something earlier today, and it said, we get mad at the church and leave the church, but we
That's
can
right.
go to McDonald's
That's right.
101 times, and they mess up your order, and you still go back.
Go right back. Glory
we
got to
get to the place where we learn to forgive. You know,
you go.
When God called us, he didn't call us into perfection right now. We are a work in progress. We still being
right.
working
today.
On ourselves. And
all
I
right,
tell you, I love this message. And I like the way you brought the analogy in with Lot. You know, that was so beautiful how he said, look, you go this way and I'll go that way.
All right, man.
And we still serving the same God. Doing the
same
purpose.
God. Glory, hallelujah.
God wants us to love
yes.
one another. He said, even
yes.
as I have loved the church.
Yes.
See, if we understand the difference in regular love and agape
mm-hmm.
love, it's a
mm-hmm.
big difference.
Big
and
difference.
I'm talking
yes,
about
it
when
is.
We love, we have to love unconditionally. No matter what the color
mm-hmm.
a person is, no matter how a person is, whether they got a handicap or a disability or whatever, we got to love
mm-hmm.
them because God loves them.
God loves them. That's right.
I tell you, I love
all
this.
Children
I mean,
of God.
This message was so good. I wish billions of people could have heard it because they need to understand
God.
That love is all about Christ. He loves us so
yes.
that he gave his only begotten son. His son loved us so that he gave his life.
Amen.
And
life amen.
Set us free today. Now we
amen.
Are free indeed.
Yes.
Oh, pray my strength,
amen.
Lord. I just love this, Auntie. You did a beautiful
praise
message.
God. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Bishop. At this time, Brother Mike, the floor is open.
Sister Marin, I just want to say this. God works in mysterious ways. This
yes,
message was straight from me.
Oh, praise God. Praise it.
It's amazing how God was in the spirit. I was on my way to work thinking about that and got on the show. And I listen every week. I don't say much sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but when I got on the show, that was exactly for me.
Praise
just,
God.
Baffles my mind sometimes to think about how God answers the prayer and whatever is on your heart through other people.
Amen.
And through other messages.
Amen. Come on now.
For all the people out there that don't know man, Jesus is awesome. And
yes,
love will go all the way. Love will go
Amen.
All the way. There's no greater gift
Amen.
Than love.
Amen.
No greater gift.
And yes, it is.
I appreciate
yes, it
that.
Is.
I needed it. I needed it.
Well, I thank God for you, Brother Mike. You know, my prayer always when I get on here, God, whatever message you give, I know it's for somebody. People don't open up about it, but God don't give messages. His words does not go out void. And we've got to love. And, you know, it's a blessing that you even spoke up because we got to learn to love. In order for us to make it in, we got to love. Yes. Thank
Amen.
You so much for coming on. Thank you so much for coming on, Brother Mike. And truly, I thank God for you, and I thank God that the message, you know, touched you. Because as I say every week, God has a word for you. God has a word for somebody every week. Truly, I thank God for it. And I thank God for each and every one that came out to hear the word on today. The floor is open. Okay. Well, I thank God for the ones that did come on and say something. I thank God.
Auntie,
for...
can I say something else?
Yes, you can.
I was just thinking about when you was saying in your message about how your children all came through for you and brought something. You said every day, the whole week, you was getting something and didn't have to pay anything out. I was just,
none
I just want to let you know, that touched my heart more than you know, because that let me know no matter whatever you're going through, if you trust God and believe God, God gonna move on your behalf, and he'll do over and exceedingly above whatever you think. And, and I just wanted to let you know, that part touched my heart. So it just let me know that whatever I need, God got it.
Amen. That's the truth.
I didn't mean to take up a lot of time. I just wanted you to know that touched my heart. That just let me know that God is able to do anything but fail.
Anything. That's why my everyday life is for God. You know, that's my everyday life. My niece called me. She said, "T, I heard all the stuff you got. What else you need?" I said, "Well, I think I need a rug." She said, "It'll be there Friday." Look at Jesus.
Amen.
Look at Jesus. She said, "Give me a picture of your cat so I can mess it up."
Amen.
Nothing but Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank God for it. That's why we need to walk upright. That's why we need to acknowledge God in our everyday life.
Yes.
I moved in this place. My kids were falling out. I was on the sidewalk shouting. Glory be to God. I don't care who see me.
Amen.
If you don't like it, that's your problem. Come on and join me. Learn to like it.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the God that we serve, brothers and sisters. That is the God that we serve.
Yes, God.
Amen. Okay. Well, if there is no other hands up at this time, Bishop, I'm going to ask you to pray us out, and then I'll give the announcement. Pray us out.
Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace that you've just blessed us with, even more abundantly right now, God.
Ooh.
We thank you for life, health, and strength on today,
Ooh.
God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God.
Thank you, God, we thank you right now
for how you just watched over us as we slumbered and slept, God. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning, closed us in our right mind,
give
us the activities of our limbs, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now just for putting us in our right mind, God. And, Lord, we thank you for this message, God, that we heard on this evening, God. And, Lord, we ask that this message take us through, God. Oh, God, we ask that you let us glean from the message that we heard, God, that your word may have even more free course in our lives, God.
Yeah.
And, Lord, we thank you for goodness and mercy. Thank you right now.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Truly, I thank God for that. That's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful message, a prayer. And I thank God for that, Bishop. Thank you.
Amen.
And at this time, I just want to make the announcement. Be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel, for a word of reflection. And as always, God has a word for you. Also on Tuesday night, Brother D in his hour of his gospel hour. Be with us on Tuesday night, same time, same channel, with Brother D and his gospel hour. Again, God has the word for you. We had an awesome message on last night. So I would encourage you to come out and let God speak to you. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God. I think my nephew must be tied up. So I thank God for Brother D. Well, I got two nephews, Bishop and Brother D, but Brother D must be tied up today.
Amen.
And I thank God for it. And at this time, we're going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother Dahl.
All right, Sister Marilyn, I thank you. I can't fit on music right now and everything. I can't do you justice when I be at the racetrack working. So, but you, I did hit a sermon on it. It was a powerful sermon. We appreciate it. And Bishop, we always appreciate you here all the time. So we thank
Amen.
Y'all. And with that being said, y'all can go ahead and hang it up, and we appreciate it.
But,
Amen.
I got a request for you one day.
Huh?
I got a request for you one day. If you
yes,
could
sir.
Ever play the song says, one day there'll be a fire that the firemen can't put out.
Hmm.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Sister Mary, tell him what he need to do, Sister Mary. Tell him what he need to do, Sister Mary.
Well, you have to get the person's name. You get the person that sang the song in Texas to Brother Dog before time for you to
That's
speak.
Right.
So he won't.
Yeah, and I play it. Just give me
okay.
the name of the song. I can find it. I'll find it. And we'll do
one
that. But right now,
I,
like I told you.
Okay,
ain't no problem. We can do that. We can do that. We can do it next week or whatever. We can do it. We can do
All
it.
All right.
All right. So y'all be good, and thank y'all for it. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You see it? All right. Take care. All right, fellas and guys, if y'all got anything y'all want to say, you better say it right quick because I'm out here working today. So if y'all got anything you want to put out, better come on and put it out now because I'm going to get ready to get out of here. I'm working. But anyway, all right, no problem. We'll see y'all next time. Thank y'all for coming on the prayer show. Thank you. Don't forget, Bobby Cole Ray this weekend, Steele, Alabama. Bye.